yes sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But you gotta give it to him, man. You want to do the most. You know? Is good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, straight. Man, hey, man. We're here. Herbbox is here. HERBBOXX.com. Hey, the new box, first line is here. I'm going to take some pictures and throw them up. But we still working on it. Got the prototype, but we still working on it. Criticism, you know, it's an ism and schisms. It's like racism. You know, I don't really need a whole lot of, just jump on into it and get it. But we got a guest in the house, man. Holla at him.
Who are you talking about?
Shit.
What's up, KB?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I'm glad to have you here, man. We're going to just turn crumbling some herbs here and seeing what was going on. I was just telling these fellas, hey, man, I'm going to say it right here. That boy Drake, I'm going to give it to him. I salute him. I like what he's doing. If you see the influences of the music he's doing right now with the style, I like the, what you playing with the board, man? Got to be in the closet or something. The influences of music he's doing with the international sound, that's reggae and all these different sounds, man. I like that. I like, who's you just had me listening to? Childish Gambino.
Yeah, Childish Gambino.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
AKA Donald Glover.
Yes. What's the name of the song?
Redbone.
We'll be playing that later on today. That's a nice show. Man, it's when people say, oh man, it's hip hop, they mumbling. Stop the hate, man. That Bad and Bougie is jamming. The women like it, so I don't know what's your problem. It's gonna get them to the dance floor. It's a catchy song.
Yes, sir.
And all this music out here, this is the perfect time for good music.
To me.
Chief, that album by Jidenna, what's his name?
Jidenna.
Who?
Jidenna.
Nah,
it's Jidenna, Jidenna.
The Chief is the name.
Exactly. They know who we talking about.
Yeah. Oh, the dude from Nigeria?
Yeah.
From Nigeria.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
Wonderland
it's
Records.
Classic Man.
Classic Man. There it's you go. Is it Jidenna or Jidenna?
The guy that did Classic Man.
There you go. They know who we talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know exactly who he was myself, but I mean, yeah. It's here. You got your headphones?
I don't
have
none.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Jidenna, but he was brought out by my girl, Janelle Monae.
Okay. Now, what song is she good for? Because
man, she has a lot of songs, but you know, this past year she made her entrance into the acting. She's in.
That's right, the Hidden Colors.
Exactly.
I mean, Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures. And also in the picture in Florida. I can't think of it. Not Baby Boy. The picture that's in Florida that blew up with the guys is basically, I don't know if you haven't seen it. You said you were telling Chase, I ain't never heard of it.
Okay. The guys in Florida. Oh, Moonlight.
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 Yes, sir.
Moonlight.
Shout out to my boy. I can't even think of his name. He's originally from Philadelphia. I think it's Philadelphia, but he was nominated for the Oscar. Matter of fact, he won supporting Oscar. Mashula, I can't think of his name, but anyway, if you've seen that movie, he played the.
Mashula.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a Muslim convert, and his mom is a Baptist preacher. And when he won a SAG award, if you ever seen his acceptance speech, it's one of the best speeches, and I recommend anybody to go hear it because it's just about tolerance and acceptance of people.
Oh yeah, God. Yeah. He went on and look right now, man. Everybody woke right now, boy. I mean, I think this Donald Trump was the best thing for this country. had to be, because everybody woke.
And in some ways, you're right.
When you say everybody, that, that's real talk. Everybody is alert and see what's going on. And I will give him credit for this much. The dude is slick. He's slick, man. He penitentiary slick. He might try to come off as dumb, but he's slick, man. Because the play that he did with the girl on MSNBC, and I lost a lot of respect for her. He shot that. Y'all been talking about his taxes. He sent that to you. You got 2 pages of his taxes. He came out looking good.
And them taxes from 2005.
He said that.
And at that time,
he was behind that.
That year, I think he made $150 million, but he paid like 38. And that said, that's relatively good.
He sent that. That was a play on him. That was a chess move. And she fell right into it. Oh, we got his tax papers. And the only thing you got was 2 pieces of paper showing that he paid tax. He sent that. Like, if you're not smart enough to see that he sent it, but you want to be so condescending and so towards him, that's not going to get this dude.
Right.
That's not going to convert these people. What you're going to have to do is get feet on the ground and start people going door to door now, knocking and getting people together. Because the Democratic Party, man, is slipping. They pissing me off now. You can't fight the old way of fighting against the Republicans. You can't do that.
Well, I will say this. They still have their way of doing things. And like I said, every party has to get kind of come up with speed with the times. And Republicans doing that, they have to realize that too. But this, for him winning, to me, because a lot of them that's established Republicans didn't really want him in office. He just appealed to the people because he wasn't that typical Washington insider. And so he said stuff like how you would say, not meaning he's not intelligent, but he's a businessman. He wasn't political on how he said stuff. And that resonated with some people, whether we like it or not. Yeah, it did, obviously. And then you're talking about this fake news and all these stories with Russia and how they can do. Now, whether that influenced the campaigns and the electorate, whatever, but bottom line is, we got to deal with
it. But that's what I'm saying. That's why in the shit with Hillary and not letting Barry, listen, man, I know she was a good candidate, but your hand, like when you called us predators back in the 90s.
Super predators.
Right, that was foul. Okay, but then you had your hands dirty over there in Haiti. That was foul. You know.
Politics as usual.
Like, yeah, you're right. So, in a way, you got to come out swinging. Now, you got to come out with something strong. Like, he not playing around.
Yeah. But in my time, I know years before we paid attention to politics, but in the last 20 years, if it's been 2-term Democrats, it naturally changed to the next party,
right,
and vice versa. So I already kind of, I wasn't too surprised. I was surprised because I was thinking, because he's in it and he won a nomination, then to him, it might be a 3rd term of a Democrat. But then when he won, I said, okay.
I don't know what's going to be, but all I know is that I don't really like the people, like the lady that's over the education. She, you know, she's going for the charter schools, which was really going to hurt a lot of, you know, a lot of public schools. I mean, it's not good. And then on top of that, who we need to keep our eye on, you worrying about these Muslims. You need to keep your eye on Korea. Korea is not that dude right over there. Hey man, he not playing. He is not playing. That's who you need to keep your eye. And he is not scared at all. You worrying about these Muslims and this Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Korea is not playing. That's who you need to be kicking out. Because all of them can go to school here free and they go right back over there. Now you're talking about somebody who don't speak no. They don't really.
But he still like.
They don't bank with America.
He like Western.
They don't
culture.
Do anything with America. They don't even. They don't even go to our grocery stores, our banks. When you look at the obituary, have you ever seen any Asian people in the obituary? No, you would never. You go to the banks, you ain't gonna never see an Asian person. You go to the grocery store, you're not gonna. They don't do nothing. They do everything on their own. They are so isolated here. That's what you need to be worried about. You need to be worried about these Muslims like that. These Koreans is not playing. They really have no respect. Homeboy killed his brother. What you think he gonna try to do to us?
Yeah, they said it was done at the airport, but it was done kind of like on these reality shows where people don't do pranks.
No!
That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah, I didn't know it was on that.
It was like at the airport, but like how...
I thought that was made up. Though. I was like, that's fake. See, you don't know what's fake and what's real.
Well, that's what I heard. They were saying it was almost like, like these reality shows and people do pranks and stuff, but whatever this...
And see, now it's, man, it's going to get woke, man. And see, now, speaking, because it's a cannabis show, so we're going to keep a turn on this. You got the Attorney General, Sessions, man. This dude, he got, I don't know what bug he got up his ass with marijuana. He just, like, everybody is overdosing on pills, but he is steadily on marijuana. Like, he negates to talk about the main problem with these pain pills, but he just got his ass in a wad about marijuana. It's not, listen, man, this is not going anywhere. It's grown here. It's a way we can all, like, come to some, first of all, it's no way you can say marijuana is the same as heroin and cocaine. Let's get that straight off the board.
They still have it listed as Schedule
1. Right. And you got to stop that. If you stop that, then you won't have no problems. Go out. I don't. Start kicking in the dough like y'all used to do the crack era. Do that with them pills. Because you got to start with them doctors. You got to start with the pharmaceutical companies. Because they just running around here like outlaws, giving people just pain medicine for nothing.
Exactly. That's why all these open nose and these medical addictions. Is the doctors.
Right.
Whether it be
diabetes. I'm damn near scared to get my teeth done. Because I'm like, man, I ain't want to be taking no pain, man. You know what I'm saying? I won't have to do that. But that's in the pharmaceutical company. Check this out, Ron. And in Arizona, they had the prison. What was it? Oh, the contracted prison food. Band together to stop the legalization of marijuana in Arizona, as well as it was something else. But I just thought it was like, why would they do that?
Hold on, we have a caller. Caller. scenario.
What's that?
The background music.
Right.
No. Is it recording?
That sounds just like.
Recording. Oh, shit. My bad.
Right, oh, can you, quick question. On the sports tip, what you think about the Raiders moving to Vegas,
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't even like the San Diego moving to L.A. Yeah. That's like, man, come on. You grew up on Dying Fouts and the Chargers.
But if you...
L.A. Chargers, everybody that moved to L.A. is never successful. It's never successful. Oakland did it once. They have the best fan base. And the team, they have a good team. They got a good team. Ooh, and if Marshawn Lynch come back, oh, shit, I'm a Raiders fan. I'm a Marshawn Lynch
fan. If you're an owner, put yourself in that seat. That's an old stadium, that Coliseum. They don't have no luxury boxes and all that money they're missing out on. So you see Jerry World, you see all these new arenas, and you can't get a deal out with your city now, to build it.
First of all, you got to win. Win changed a lot of things. So win. Instead of trying to get that money to move and you're trying to get all this money to get luxury boxes, win. Get some wins under your belt. Believe me, the city will open up.
Exactly.
City will open up for you. But you got to win. You ain't been winning.
Then you got to attract other businesses.
That's just like San Diego. You ain't made the playoffs. You talking about you want people to pay for you. we ain't paying for you. No fucking stay. Get out of here. You got to win something. You win something, people going to want.
Cowboys ain't win nothing. Jerry got a bill.
Okay, but you know what? You got history.
I mean, they did this year.
You got history behind it, though. Oakland got some history.
But
you'd already burned bridges one time when you moved. See, you did that bullshit before when you moved.
I don't know all the economics in Oakland, but I think that has a part to do with it. I do. It's businesses there. And I ain't talking about in San Francisco because they got that new stadium in Santa Ana, that Levi Stadium. But they got that built. So... Why aren't the people
in San Francisco?
Yeah, they got a new stadium last year. But they got a new stadium, so they got to build Levi's Stadium.
Yeah,
they had Candlestick was old.
The Levi's the team.
Yeah, that's the sponsor. Yeah, that's great. Nowadays it don't even sound right, but that's whoever can foot the bill and gonna pay for them naming rights.
Okay, check this out. Now, that's true, all of that, but this thing with Kaepernick not being able, they blackballing it. That's totally wrong. That's foul what they doing. That's fucked up. But you know what? I don't blame them. What I do blame is the players. They don't stand behind each other.
Not enough
like they should.
Because
they stand behind each other. Like, this is another thing. There's got to be somebody from the Hall of Fame say, you know what? If T.O. can't get in, then go ahead and take mine out. I already know. You know I made it. But if this brother can't make it, I got lost a lot of respect for Chris Carter. When you got on TV talking about, mama, you was wrong for whooping me. Nigga, you was a fucking cocaine head, not Holland, as a grown man. And now you gonna tell your mama she was wrong for whooping you on national TV? I lost a lot of respect for that.
Oh, she was...
Remember that whole thing with Adrian Peterson whooped his boy and everybody up in arms about whooping. All right, niggas got whoopings. People got whoopings. Okay, unfortunately, people say, well, that's from slavery and getting whooping. Well, I mean, you know.
Maybe he felt strongly about that. You got to respect his opinion.
He think his mama whooped him too much? Run. Apparently she didn't whoop him enough, knowing he don't get on no cocaine. I just lost respect. You don't say that about your mama on national TV.
Right.
You know, even least somebody like Tupac called himself a thug and do it, he still gonna say shit. Even though you was a crack fiend mama, you always was a black queen mama.
He showed his mother love at the Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, but you don't go back on national TV then and say, mama, you was wrong. If she was wrong, you don't tell you wrong. You don't tell you. I don't know.
You still made it. You still successful now.
Thank you.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I lost respect for him on that part. What I'm saying is, somebody needs to step up. That's bottom line, and they ain't stepping up enough.
What about Ezekiel's situation? I mean,
this boy, hey man, he not gonna be in the league long, and I'm gonna tell you why. Every time he's in trouble, it's around some women. It's always around some women with this dude. Now, I don't understand.
I ain't saying what, trouble, but it's just...
Women, he came in the league. This girl said he beat on her. This chick, he grabbing her shirt, bring it up. He always got some women. Always fucking with some women. Sit your ass.
But that girl that he did that with, that was somebody who was a friend with him and cool. But it still kind of shows some immaturity. 21, you got to be...
I know, but he got to know, like, chill, man. Chill out. Leading girls alone, all in public like that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to... But now, since he's a part of the Cowboys, he's going
to... You can't... Listen, he think... Listen. He got to understand, you not that boy over there at the Patriots, old Bronkowski, Bronk. You're not that white boy. You can't do certain things. You haven't got...
Well, you can do them, but just be ready for the consequences.
Exactly.
The repercussions.
Right. You can't do that. It's a white girl shirt you pulled up to. You can't do that. Yeah, that looked all the way wrong right there. That looked all the way wrong. You get
that was,
back
that
ass
was a girl
up.
He was with, though. Was a female.
All right, listen. First, it's, right now, that just wasn't a good look. In public, don't be doing that.
So if you were Jerry Jones or people in the organization or somebody close to him or just 21 years old, great athlete, you haven't did anything majorly wrong, because they also, speaking of the, on back to kicking into the Urbach situation, when they were in Seattle last year, being a rookie, he was seen in one of the medical marijuana dispensers, which is not illegal, but it's still, it was something that they were on talking about.
Yeah, the way he could have spent, he could have easily jumped out in front of that and said, "I was in there, just for the sab, hit my knee." Little elbows and stuff like that. It's not just for that. And I have a sister where he jump out there and be your own spokesperson. You don't have to, go out there and say, "Hey man, I have my mother, I have some family that's going through some breast cancer right now. I want to ask some questions. I want to get in front of it. I think it needs to be a conversation." Yes, I was in there and I was asking questions. Get out there and get in front of it.
You're
49. I'll be hipping and hiding.
But you're 49 with that knowledge of wisdom. 21, would we had known that?
Nah,
21. Not to that deep. I think he understands that he's smart enough to know that I didn't do nothing illegal, but it's still just something to talk about, and it kind of is part of his history now. So, bad or good, I think he can still grow from this and become good. Just like Dak. I think, and Dak, I don't know if you've seen, when he was in college, he had went to a concert somewhere in Florida, and I don't know if sure what happened. Like what happened to you in Wichita, that happened to him. A little bit more severe. Busted over the head with a bottle, cut. You ain't see that?
No. Somebody jumped on you?
Yeah, him and some more, two guys. I'm like, big old lineman, but it was a whole bunch of, like you told me.
Man, it was about 20 of them dudes.
Exactly.
They could have got ugly real quick. Exactly. And how it got, would have got real ugly to get jumped on, I ran to the car. I'm sitting in the car. I said, "Man, don't leave yet, because they're gonna see we're taking off." I see a dude going right by the car with the jack. Would you jack up the car? The old
school jacks.
Yeah, he got that. Where they at? I said, "Oh man, take off. Let's go. We out of here."
But you said they didn't do it immediately because they would know it was y'all.
Right.
You kind of pause for a minute.
Yeah, just probably sit and chill. And I wasn't even, yes, oh man, yeah.
But that happened to Dak, and it's all recorded. It was recorded. They were him and some friends at a concert somewhere in Florida on spring break, about 2 or 3
Who did they go see, first of all?
It was look it up. I like my mama say, look it up, but he.
Country music?
Nah, it wasn't no country music. Dak Prescott.
That doesn't necessarily mean.
Okay, I didn't mean it like he couldn't go listen to a country and western concert, but it was. Shit, I think it was a rap artist. Hold on, I'll find it. But,
that will say a lot. I mean, hell no, you know your hometown.
No, he's not from there. He's from right there.
Nah, hell, he's from Florida. He's from Tampa Bay.
Nothing over here with y'all, bro.
Well, I mean, shit. Florida, you from the same thing, South Tampa Bay, shit. Matter of fact, how far are you from St. Petersburg?
Oh, Yeah. I was actually born in St. Petersburg Hospital.
Where? Man, they got the biggest, they showed me, they got a bad homeless problem there. Because they say the weather's so good. they got a bad homeless problem.
Hey, they were in Miami. Hold on. I'll let you. You know how to work there?
What's that?
I was just telling King that story from a few years ago. Just about, now I don't know what caused it. It just, they was in, like I was in Wichita. Did y'all do anything to do that? Or you just on somebody
else's? Man, you know, you go to a club. What are you talking about, people, man? A long time I was in college. We went up to Wichita, Kansas. We was in college, you know, and so you go to a club that everybody, and I don't know if people know, Celebrity was the club. In college, man, you feel invincible.
But was somebody from Wichita?
Nah, well, they cousin, yeah, what dude I was with. Devon was his. He had some people from Wichita, but he was from California.
No, I remember that.
So now this is 88, and so the gangs is everybody's infatuated, and here he is with this California slang. Say, cuz, what is you throwing up? Like, dude, you're not even from like, you know.
What Cube say? They don't recognize a Dickies in this.
Right, you know, so. And them dudes was like, yo, you know, yeah, we official. He's clowning them and laughing at them, you know, and that's only gonna piss them off. So I'm over here just talking to some female, and I'm hearing kind of going back and forth, and all I did was step over and say, hey, man, what's going on? Oh, you want to get in it too? All right. I was like, what? What you mean get into what? Like, what? All of a sudden, I'm seeing dudes just surrounding us. I was like, yo, dude, we not even here for that. That's not even what we here for. Like, dude, come on, man. We ain't even tripping. And next thing I know, boom, I just got somebody hit me. And I turned around and I turned around to see who it was.
The reason why it's ironic.
Me and dudes start fighting. And next thing I know, it was like four dudes on me. It was crazy. They just rushed me. And so when they rushed me, pushed Devon me on top of the other dude. So the other dude, what they just Devon kicking doing? And punching. I have no idea. But all I know is when I got out that pile, every time I would get up, boom, they would kick me down, get up. Man, finally I got my good footing. I'm out there on the ass. Choo, I just took off running. But then when I took out running, I cut, and then I just started walking normally because I was like, see, when they were, I cut this way behind the door. I took out walking, and I seen the car. Just luckily, man, I seen the car. If I wouldn't have seen being close by that car, as I'm getting in the car, I said, oh, you niggas is in the car? Like, damn, I'm out of here. I said, man, you know what? He said, I said, don't go right now. Don't leave. Just stay put right now.
So, in other words, you was the last one to the car.
Because I got beat from the car home, like, some ways away. Because they kept on, time I tried to run, they was on me. Until I ran away from them. You know what I'm saying? And, say, man, listen. Yeah. That ain't cool to get jumped on. So, I say anybody who go to a club now, man, I try to go to a club and get in. Get in and get out. I ain't trying to really do no club like that. I want to go somewhere I can sit back.
But girl, when you were 21, 22,
I was 20.
Yeah.
I was 20. I remember that because it was right after. I was 20 years old.
I wasn't even. That happened a lot when we was in the Army, too. I mean, you're in a military town, Killeen, you go to Waco, any of these towns, people know, locals, they know. Somebody there, you know.
They scheming. Everybody's scheming, mad by something, blah, 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 whatever. So, yeah, you just got to be on. You got to, you know. That taught a lesson to me right there.
They didn't catch it on WorldStar?
Yeah, amen.
That was a word. If somebody hadn't recorded it.
Back then, today, let it be 2008 or 2018. Oh, yeah, They would have started a fight just to do that.
They do, though. though.
You know, they would start a fight just to do that. Just some silly stuff, man. And it don't have to even be...
I see what you're saying. Just to be on World
Star. Yeah, that's they, right. they claim the fame. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just to do that.
And that's kind
of... And look into... You know what? I like what that one dude stopped those kids from fighting.
Yeah, we was bad, yeah.
Stopped them kids. And that's he what... Say, like, yo, y'all
say,
need to be...
He laughing at you, bro. He laughing at you. He said he wants you to fail. He wants y'all to be enemies for life, man. That's, ain't that funny? Why don't they come in here and help you? But they laughing. Like, you got them to shake hands and everything.
What was this zone? World Star?
It was on one of the World Star. It was on, somebody posted it on Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah. The dude, and they talked about it on Complex News, I believe, or something.
Okay. I'm like, but that takes a man, though.
He was grown, too. Remember, he said, man, I'm grown, you know. And that's true. When you see the world, when you got to pay bills, and you got, you know, man, like, man, rest in peace, Angel, man. But you got bills, and you got people to get older, man, and you going to the doctor getting checkups, and the doctor telling you, hey, you need to do this, and your heart, your blood pressure kind of high. Hey, man, you got other priorities than to sit up here worrying about trying to fight somebody or trying to be. But you don't think about all that stuff when you're young because you're thinking, really, you're thinking you're gonna be young forever, man. You really thinking that's like, man, this is the life. This is the life. Like, I'm gonna tell you this. When I first got out of college, I got efficiency. And the only reason I got the efficiency, because I didn't know about getting no apartment in one bedroom. I'm just coming from living with dudes. So I didn't, in right, the dorm. So, you know.
Is this over in Woodcrest Park?
Nah, over at the Ivy.
No, I'm talking about Woodcrest.
Oh, Woodcrest, yeah, I got that. That wasn't nothing. See, that wasn't nothing. Cause that was my first, like, cause it was there and I knew the place. So, but coming here and I went in there to get the apartment and the dude told me no. Like, you got any? I was like, nah, man, I just graduated from college. He said, no. I said, well, you know, gave me an application, man. I'm just here. I just wanted to, can I tell my case? Hey, no. I went to the door. I was finna leave and I walked out the door and I turned around. Luckily I did. I heard the dude say, hey, that guy that just came in, he works at Bally's on Quorum. I go to that Bally's. Where is he at? Oh, well, I said, I'm right here. Right, because I came back. I turned back and said, man, I'm right here. He said, hey, come on in. He said, you work? I said, yes, I do. I do. I'm an assistant manager and I'm a personal trainer because I just came out of college and, you know, I could have teach and whatnot, but I went to personal training, you know.
And this is the Ivy's over here? Around the corner.
Yeah. With over there.
By me.
Yeah. Well, now you got all Africans.
But no, that's where they had
the Ebola dude with the Ebola. And imagine this is 93 that right. I went there. This is 93. So, you know, fast forward when all the foreigners lived in there. And the dude was like, so you worked there? I said, man, I worked there and I'm just right out of college. He said, hey, man, I'm going to take a chance on you. He said, because, hey, I might be working out. Maybe you might give me a spot one day. I said, exactly. Boom, gave me a spot, and that's all I need. But my first, I ain't know to get no cash. I went and got an old used pull-out bed cash, a little table. It was just an efficiency. But I was so, go to the club. I would pull women back to the place. I was so proud of this little old place of mine. I didn't think to be embarrassed of it because it's like a little efficiency. I got to pull out the bed. I was like, yeah, baby, it's tight, ain't it? Like, it's a penthouse. They just like, one girl told me, she said, you know what? You so cute. You so proud of your little old place. I said, I saw it. Like, yeah.
Man, I'm laughing because my wife right now, Mitch, still teases me the same way. My apartment right around the corner from what you're talking about. You know, same exact thing. Mika just told me, she said, when you take a shower or a bath, she said, I had to clean out that tub. I don't know if it's the soap gun. She said, is somebody in there taking a bath with you? She said, I'm like, wait. I said, when I take a shower, I'm taking a shower. She said, it was so much, you know, soap scum and everything. But I realized that's just women. They just see shit different than we do.
Yeah, we never cleaned it. You know, you take a shower and walk and build up, you just never cleaned it.
I stay there now because she said, because at your apartment on Park Lane, she said, I'm going home and take a shower. I'm like, I cleaned that tub with comedy and everything.
Nah, we didn't. Yeah, I didn't get the bed. I had to break on down. Now that I'm old, I had to break down and get a maid. Cause cleaning just ain't my. I do it, but I don't do it. I mean, I do it, but I don't really get the details because I get into doing something else and listen to a song or looking at the highlights on ESPN while I'm clean. Oh, you see that duck? I walk over to the TV and I'm sitting down looking at it. Ah, man, I get to them later. I get to them dishes later. And so, but now you still got to clean up. My thing, now what I am good on, my clothes. I don't like my clothes being dirty. I don't like my clothes being smelly. I don't like my clothes. You know, I do that.
Constantly washing clothes.
Right. I'm not constantly, but I don't like stuff in the washer. I hate that. I tell my daughter, don't put all them clothes in the washer. They're not getting washed that way.
That's what Richie said. When she said, Ryan, you put too much in
here. Right. Don't put all them clothes in the washer like that. Just put a little bit at a time and put your, I like them crystals and I like cleaning my clothes. And I like cleaning the dishes. I just, sweeping and mopping is my thing. I just really don't really like
that. How do we go to sweeping and mopping and cleaning up all the way from?
Yeah, I just don't really like doing it. I don't know. We was talking. I don't know how we get over there. Shit, I'm had to hear we get all the way over there. That's what shit, that means, you gotta get me all the way from that right to back over to that shit. Yeah. You ever had me pull an L, and I ain't even really smoked that much right now.
Nah, y'all hogging. That's all a part of life. Y'all men, if you're listening, keep your stuff clean.
Yeah, you hogging the weed over there?
And your woman will stay with you. Keep everything clean.
It's done. Yeah, you hogging it then. Yeah, you hogging. Shit, damn. Hey, man, we're going to go to the next song. Oh, no, yeah. We'll be right back.
Oh, I got some.
All right, then. We'll be back, y'all.
Hold on.
Pause. Right, hey, put that commercial on, L.
Which commercial?
You got all them commercials I done made. Now you got some commercials. You got a commercial.
To that money, nigga. I had to get to that guala. The 20s, the 50s, the 100s, nigga. I had to get to them dollars. Watch me run up a check on these niggas. Yeah. I had to get to that guala. Watch me run up a check on these niggas. Yeah. I had to get to them dollars. I had to get to that money, nigga. Do you know how many nights I went to sleep, stomach hurting, I was hungry, nigga. Had to cut a couple niggas loose, cause they showed me that they was not for me, nigga. I see them flying from afar, so you know I keep that big old pistol on me, nigga. Strapped up like a soldier, ain't no Motorola, but I swear that y'all some phony niggas. This money taking me places I ain't been. Ever since I got acquainted with that boy Benjamin Franklin, these niggas was sleeping on me till I made them come up out they blankie. They say it costs to be the boss, but can somebody show me where to make payments? Run up a check on these niggas. I lost respect for these niggas. Cause when I was down on my ass, ain't none of y'all check on me, nigga. When y'all was all out of cash, I was the one there for you niggas. I was helping you niggas. Y'all had no place to stay and I was sheltering you niggas. Now I can't help with you niggas. No. Can't fuck with you no more.
I cannot fuck with you niggas, no.
I had to get to that bag, I had to get to that door. They asking me where I been at, nigga, you already know. I had to get to that money, nigga.
Looking on various street corners, I'm sure you've seen it yourself. Standing on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue or green, red, and black, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready, sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that we've written particularly for the brothers on the street corners.
Yo. Herbbox. herbboxx.com. Accessories say a lot about a person. And Herbbox says you are exquisite and superior.
Peace.